This is A Lesser Antagonist by Martin Hicks, narrated by Ronald Bruce Meyer. Prologue. It was on the final day of August, in bright but humid conditions, when the steamboat Spartan, commanded by James Rutherford, arrived once more in the Pearl River estuary, entering the Lama Channel to commence its approach to the colony of Hong Kong as the forenoon watch embarked on its third hour. Rutherford had opted to remain on the pilot platform for the duration of the approach, being made under favorable conditions, with a local pilot having been taken aboard off Lantau, though Thomas Crossley, the ship's sailing master, who had been summoned to the platform also, was perfectly capable of managing the ship's passage of the channel, a route that he had traversed on numerous previous occasions. The anchoring in the roads between the colony's main port of Victoria and Kowloon to the north proceeded without mishap under the supervision of the local man, with Rutherford and Crossley no more than spectators. An easterly wind had prevailed throughout the operation, and the ship's engine had remained in use, maintaining its reassuring thud below decks and the rhythmic tremor throughout the ship that partnered it, confirming that all remained under reasonable control below, in spite of the damage that the engine had suffered in the ship's recent fight with the enemy. Spartan had suffered that damage in an encounter and subsequent engagement with the Russian frigate Akula 3 weeks previously, off the island of Sulawesi, losing almost a quarter of her company in casualties as a result, with 12 of them having died from their battle injuries. The engine room had not escaped, suffering the loss of one of its two boilers, too seriously damaged in the course of the action to be of further use. Daniel Geary, the ship's engineer, had, however, devised and implemented an improvisation, adapting the steam piping that served the remaining boiler, itself also much in need of an overhaul, if not outright replacement, to provide sufficient steam to power both engine cylinders and their pistons, though at much reduced pressure and therefore speed. This uneasy arrangement had returned the ship to port, finally concluding the campaign to seek out and destroy the enemy raider. Even though the cost to Spartan and her complement had been grave, the Russian ship had been run aground and wrecked, providing a welcome success and an additional measure of security to the considerable Allied merchant fleet that served the Far Eastern ports by means of the China Sea, as Britain's involvement in the war with Tsarist Russia entered its sixth month. Finally returned to harbor, Rutherford's next step was to report to Captain Basil Deering of the Royal Navy, his nominal superior, whose gunboat, Antares, was in port, with repairs to Spartan and the replacement of her casualties being the main priorities. Rutherford, however, harbored serious doubts as to whether either of the two tasks could be successfully accomplished here in Hong Kong, where facilities, for steamships at least, remained rudimentary. Only when they had been completed, however, would the ship be able to resume her searching and patrolling role, for a further enemy vessel remained at large, less powerful than Akula, to be sure, but still a potent threat to Allied commerce. Being neither a commissioned naval warship nor a warranted East India Company vessel, Spartan was something of an enigma. Fitted out and dispatched over 2 years previously to combat a pirate alliance, she had undertaken and pursued that mission, albeit without any official authorization or sanction, with a considerable degree of success. Earlier in the current year, however, as war with Russia had loomed, she had been taken into naval service, though still no formal commission had been forthcoming. She had been dispatched in cooperation with Deering's Antares to patrol the outer approaches to the main China Sea trade ports to pursue Akula, an enemy vessel substantially superior to both British ships in size, weaponry, and complement, upon the latter's arrival in the region as a commerce raider, with Spartan eventually achieving its destruction in the recent episode off Sulawesi. The task of protecting Allied shipping in the wider China Seas had continued, even on its grievously insufficient scale, since from the outbreak of hostilities there had been a strong inclination on the part of the admiral commanding the Royal Navy's Far Eastern Squadron to retain his vessels inshore, closer to the actual trade ports of China, where the greater concentrations of Allied shipping were inevitably to be found. The task had fallen to Antares and Spartan to undertake the further offshore patrols, though in the prevailing circumstances they remained unable to exercise anything resembling real coverage of the vast sea area that had been assigned to them. Now, though, a principal enemy had been destroyed, another remained at...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?